I'm Nicole McCants, a psychologist turned business coach for psychotherapists. It was not long ago when I was in solo private practice, seeing way too many clients feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. In 2016, when I became pregnant with twins, I knew I had to scale to a group practice because I couldn't keep working that much. I was sick of hitting the ceiling in my income and knew that the only way to make more money and help more people was expanding my practice. In 3 short years, I was able to scale it to 55 therapists and multiple 7 figures. Once I was able to reach that goal, I had to take it to my peers. I'm here to teach you how to scale your solo practice to a group or take your group practice to the next level. We didn't learn anything about business in graduate school, so I created the Business Savvy Therapist podcast, where I share easy to implement business and marketing strategies so you can help more people, make more money, and have more freedom. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Business Savvy Therapist podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about the 4 roadblocks that are stunting your practice growth. We're going to dive right into them. These are things that you are potentially doing that are hindering your growth. And literally after this 20-minute convo, if you make these simple shifts, it could really change everything. Ready? Roadblock number 1, a poorly designed website with no call to action. In this moment, picture your website. Is it designed well? And if I go to it and I am a stressed out parent and I just need help for my child, for example, is it going to be really easy for me to know, okay, how do I actually book? Some people have a poorly designed website, but don't know it. It's kind of like having a poor haircut. You know what I mean? Like people are walking around not knowing because no one's told them that their haircut is out of date. And guess what? That might be your website. Let me tell you a story. When I started my group practice, as you know, I was in solo practice for 15 years and then moved to group. I was intimidated because I was this little person and I'm in Toronto and there was some big, huge clinics. And P.S., let me just tell you the end of the story. I ended up the biggest clinic in the city. So let me just tell you how that happened. We offered neurofeedback. That was one of the things we offered. Our moneymaker was therapy, but we did offer neurofeedback as well. And the top neurofeedback clinic, they had such a bad website. It was like 1990s. It hadn't been updated. It was really hard to read. Even the font was small. And I told myself, okay, wait. I know the very first place people go is a website. So what if I had the right messaging, the right photos? I really tapped into that inspirational message. Because here's the thing, when people land on your website, they want to see photos of happy people. How are you going to help me get my life to where I want it to be, right? And I did that. And before we knew it, we were growing and growing because people just felt at home when they landed on our brand. Think of your website. Is it inspirational? Also think of your website. Is it confusing? Is it a bit confusing? Is it really clear, the call to action, your book now button? Now, I'm not going to go into the nitty gritty. I walk you through on episode 3 called Branding Tips to Attract Clients to Your Website. So jump in there. I'll actually have it in the show notes for you. Definitely jump in there, go through the list and make sure you have every single one. This is branding, like expert branding advice from our expert in our program, and make sure you do all of that. It's these little tweaks that end up making a huge difference in your practice. Here's the truth. If you are sending people to your website via Google Ads, you are investing in Google Ads. If they go to a website that does not convert, you are wasting your money. You're wasting your money. You're literally sending them to a place that doesn't speak to them. They don't feel that you can help them because they're too confused or the brand doesn't speak to them. It's not inspirational. Stop the Google Ads and first brand your website. This is why in my program, we offer a free audit. So we now do this. This is fairly new. The moment people go, therapists come into my 6-month business coaching program, we say, our branding expert is going to audit your website for free and give you strategies and suggestions, because that has to be the first thing you do, because it's the first place people go. So know that. Roadblock number two. Ready for it? You're not using online booking. Are you using online booking? I think that our world has changed so much in the past, oh my gosh, like technology-wise, even in the past 5 years, and people are used to having instant gratification online more than ever. We now live in a world of reels and shorts on YouTube, and everything is super quick. They're used to watching, like everyone is used to watching a 15-second video and getting a strategy or a tip. And so when they go to your website and they desperately need help and they're suffering, and probably they've been suffering for way too long, they want that dopamine hit. They want to know, okay, at least I have an appointment booked and hopefully they can see somebody in the next few days. Your online booking will save you so much money in admin. Your admin's not doing the emails. Your admin's not picking up that phone. Let the client book themselves. Now, I truly believe having a good online booking that's going to assist with converting is really important. On your website, you're going to have a book now button. They click that button. Now they're in your online booking. I love JNAP. You've heard me say this before. JNAP is Canadian, but works with so many Americans now. I have a coupon for you to try it. I'm going to tell you why in a moment. Check the show notes. You can try it for 1 month. Here's why. Simple Practice is really big in the States. The difference between the two is Simple Practice, and I see this with my members, and there's a difference. Like, I truly see a conversion difference. There's no faces on the online booking with some of these platforms, including Simple Practice, which is the monopoly in the States. So if you think about it, if you're going to an online booking, yes, you might have done your research, went to the team page, and you already know who you want to book. But sometimes people just click on book now and they want to see the faces. And what I love about Jane is you can click the face. It opens up a bio right in the online booking and then they book right away and it is seamless. I wouldn't have them work so hard and have to go to your team page, read the bio, remember the name, go to the online booking, find the name, read, you know what I mean? And do all the extra steps. People want to book with you. A lot of people go to your website, like probably 50% of people that go to your website don't book, but they really want the help. So can you imagine by doing these small little tweaks, having them click book now, having them see a warm face, like, I got you. You're not alone. Just click my face and you'll be able to book therapy with me. Have you been to a masterclass yet? Let's hang out. I would love to teach you exactly how I grew a 7-figure group practice that ran without me, so you can finally have the freedom and flexibility that you deserve. If you show up live, I will give you a life-changing guide called 3 Ways to Increase Your Income This Month. The link to register is in the show notes. See you there. If you do not have online booking, please hear this. You have a bottleneck. You have a bottleneck. Let them book themselves. It is so easy. And it's actually getting to the point now that, and I don't know if you're like this, I get annoyed when like my dentist doesn't have online booking, because I'm like, really? I'm just like, let me sit down, look at my schedule, look at yours, and just get it done. And it's probably going to be 5 a.m. in the morning where nobody else is around. So let me just book my life and do it on my own. Roadblock number three, you're not following up and you're not tracking. Who am I referring to? You're not following up with clients. A lot of you and a lot of clinics, so let this be your competitive edge once you start doing it, they just don't have the time. It feels weird to them. So let's first talk about follow-ups. Some therapists feel like, oh, that feels too salesy, or, oh gosh, you know, we're brainwashed to hate sales and to not really embrace our business owner parts, not really embrace our entrepreneur part of us. And I promise you, even if you embrace it 30% more, you will help more people. Wouldn't that be amazing if you could just shift your perspective and then you literally get to help more human beings that may not have gotten the help if you didn't shift your perspective? Now, when I say follow up, I mean if somebody is scheduled with yourself, one of your therapists, and they just don't rebook. They've been coming for a while and they don't rebook. How good are you at 1, noticing, and 2, actually having them be booked, hopefully not by you, but by your admin. Or let's say they cancel and they mean to rebook and then they just don't. Like, let's put ourselves in the client's shoes for a second. How many times in your own life have you just gotten busy and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, it's been 3 weeks and I literally would have booked that a week ago or a week after, I mean, if they would have followed up with me. Yes, you're listening to me to grow your practice, but it's also helping more people. So think about that. If you leave it up to them, it could take them 3-4 weeks to book. If you follow up, they would have got the help sooner, got results faster. You would have got them in 1 week, and then that has income flowing into your practice faster. Do you see that? It's such a beautiful win-win. We are truly in the best industry that we get to grow and our lives change, but also we truly get to transform and help other people change. I do have a previous episode on follow-ups, episode 21, okay? Don't worry, lots of info. I'm going to throw this in the show notes for you. That episode is called How Following Up with Clients Can Double Your Income. Now, I want to talk about tracking for a second before we get into roadblock number 4. Tracking is basically knowing your numbers, knowing your metrics, knowing how many people no-showed. How many new clients did you get in last week? How many recurring clients did you have? Clients that kept coming in. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know if you're growing. And for me, I did it every single Monday. I would book off the first 90 minutes. And then that way I would just have time to look at my metrics and track. So that is roadblock number 3. These are small little tweaks because it's a huge roadblock if you're not doing the follow-ups and if you're not doing the tracking. Roadblock number 4, the last one, not having a comprehensive interview process. It's so funny because with my members, these are therapists all across North America, all growing from solo to group practice. And I have to say, they are just like some of the most powerful people I've ever met. And I just feel like they're all versions of me. We're so alike. And I just am so inspired by them every day. And we'll be chatting. And some of them would have hired before I started coaching them. And they're having an issue with their therapist, let's say. And it all comes back to the interview every single time. They just didn't have a comprehensive interview process. They didn't really know what to do. And so they hired the wrong people. Please don't make this mistake. Think about it. If you hire a therapist, that is you going into a work marriage, isn't it? If this is a work marriage and the interview is the dating process, take your time. Take your time. Have a process, do a second interview, do a working interview. These are all so important. And then you're going to make the right choices because the problems all start with the interview. If you look back, a lot of the time it's like, oh, shoot, you know what? That was a bit of a yellow flag and I did not listen to that. I was desperate and I hired, but now I regret it. Do not regret it. Only hire the hell yeses. You are creating a clinic that people are excited to work for. If you're following me, you are different than on any of the other clinics. The other clinics don't know anything about business, right? So they're not really investing. They're not committed to excellence like you are. They're not providing experience for clients that are different than any other place. Be picky. Only hire the hell yeses. Really stand in your power and know that I am so invested in making this excellent, like world-class clinic and go in with that. And knowing that, then you wouldn't just hire anybody. Of course not. You want the best of the best, which means it's a hell yes. I only hired people that impressed me. If I was in an interview and I would ask myself at the end when they left, am I impressed? And some people, you know what, you know those people where you're like, whoa, okay, they're super competent. They're very warm. They're confident, like all of those things that matter. Somebody is going to pay private pay to see this person. And I want this person on my team because you are top notch. So only hire top notch people. I would also ask myself, would I go out for dinner with this person? It's kind of a funny question, but if it's a work marriage, my goodness, you're spending so much time with them. So would you actually hang out with them and go for dinner with them? If it's a no, then probably clients will not want to pay this person to see them. Really take your time and really focus on the best people. You will never regret it. Do not rush this. I would sometimes hire when I was desperate and I would always regret it. Let's recap. Roadblock number one, a poorly designed website with no call to action. Roadblock number two, not using online booking. Roadblock number three, not following up with clients and not actually tracking your metrics. And roadblock number four, not having a comprehensive interview process. Now, I want you to know, if you're just starting out and you're like, oh my gosh, that's so much, don't worry. It's like one thing at a time. Just tackle the first roadblock. And what I love about the first roadblock is you can delegate. Like you're not doing, please do not ever do your website, right? You're going to hire someone to do your website. The online booking is a couple of tweaks. Like these things actually don't take long. And here's the best part. You're delegating them all. You're probably delegating them all except roadblock number four. I highly suggest you do the interviewing for sure. I did it right up until I sold my clinic because I think it was important. Like I needed to vet these people, but I give my coaching members a screening process so you can actually have your admin screen them before they actually get to you. And I don't know if you know this, but I have a program, the Clinic Growth Map, that gives you all of this. It is done for you. Like I still remember when I sold my clinic, and I don't know if you know that, but I was able to grow it to seven figures in 3 years with my kids, my toddler twins at home. And when I sold it, I was thinking, okay, what am I going to do with my life? And I realized I still want to help people. Why don't I help therapists? Why don't I just give them all of my processes and procedures and checklists and templates? And because they're so busy and I can just get them to a seven-figure group practice way faster than anybody got me because there was no guide back then for me. So I'm so happy to help you. And if you're like, oh my gosh, yes, please. I just want to get there faster. I'm going in circles. I don't have the time. I'm already overwhelmed in my solo practice. Then book a practice growth audit. Book a practice growth audit with one of my advisors, somebody trained by me. They're going to look at your practice right now, audit it for absolutely free. The link is in the show notes. And I will see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Business Savvy Therapist podcast. I hope this episode was helpful. I would be so grateful if you would share this with a peer or colleague that is wanting to help more people make more money and have more freedom. Make sure to subscribe so you do not miss any new episodes. And please do leave me a review. It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.